Though the darkness hide thee, that's how it starts, doesn't it? Though the darkness hide thee. That's in my heart these days. I said something about it Sunday night. We didn't sing the song, but we talked about the God of this world that blinds the hearts, and the God of heaven, Creator God, Almighty God, who says, let there be light. Let there be light. God commanded the light to shine out of darkness. The first page of the Bible, let there be light, and there was light. And the same mighty power of God has caused the light to shine in our minds, in our hearts. There's an eye in every human heart. God created that eye so that we might see His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, with that eye. But that eye is blinded, doesn't see. So many hearts don't see Jesus. There's this conflict. And it's the gospel, the power of God unto salvation, that's what brings light. And that gospel must be proclaimed. And we're so thankful that God's light has shone into our hearts. The darkness hides. Reminds me, when I sing that verse, of this wonderful passage about the King of Kings and Lord of Lords in 1 Timothy 6, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see. To Him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. Once more, He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see. To Him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. He's the one that we draw near to. How can it be? It's because Jesus has opened heaven to us by His precious blood. He poured out His life for us that we might live, and He has opened a new and living way for us to come into the presence of God. And we don't come carelessly, but we come with this understanding and appreciation that He has made the way. He has done this for us. He's holy God, and He makes us holy. We're not holy in ourselves, but we can draw near. I remember when I was in Taiwan for the first time, and there they were singing a song, which of course I couldn't understand. But they were singing it so worshipfully. It was so wonderful, and it had such a great melody. And they handed me a book that they often did. They had a book there from England, that had some of these songs that they loved. They really came from English. But a few of them I had never heard before, and this was one of them. So I learned it. And I hope I can remember it. That was 1982. Were you born yet in 1982? Anyway. No, 83. Excuse me. Maybe that lets a couple more people in. 1983. That's 25 years, right? Anyway, it was summer camp. I think they're having summer camp right now over in Taiwan. Sister Gerda is over there, and we've been praying for her too. But here's this song. I'm not going to sing it. I'm going to quote it. It says this, eternal light, eternal light. How pure the soul must be when placed within thy searching sight. It shrinks not, but with calm delight can live and look on thee. The spirits that surround the throne must bear the burning bliss, but that is surely theirs alone, for they have never, never known a fallen world like this. Oh, how shall I, whose native sphere is dark, whose mind is dim, before the ineffable appear, and on my naked spirit bear the uncreated beam? There is a way for man to rise to that sublime abode, an offering and a sacrifice, a Holy Spirit's energies, an advocate with God. These prepare us for the sight of holiness above. The sons of ignorance and night may dwell in the eternal light through the eternal love. And that poem, that song, became very meaningful to me at that time. I like to think about, you know, the difference between created light and uncreated light, and how God shines. He said, "Let there be light," so He created light, but He is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. How can we draw near? It says, "To which no man can approach," but we do, recognizing that light is blazing in brightness. We can't come near by ourselves, but only through and in the one who gave himself for us, the one who is himself holy God, but who became man to be our Savior. Now thankful we are this morning for that precious blood, that life outpoured, our wonderful Savior, who brought us salvation and brings us into a walk in the light as He is in the light. So you don't have to be in the dark. We don't have to walk in the dark. You once were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. It's a great privilege, and not many people have that privilege, but we can shine and let that light. We can revel in this and reflect it. Reflect it. That's our call, to be holiness unto the Lord and reflect the light that He causes to shine in our minds and hearts and upon us. Oh, that the beauty of Jesus might fill our souls and we might rejoice in Him all the day today. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad that we can draw near. Some of these songs that we have about His holiness also bring in the fact that we can draw near. And we sing, for instance, "Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Oh, worship the King, all glorious above. And gratefully sing His power and His love. And He's our friend." It seems so wonderful, I'm sure to all of us, not just to me. Wonderful that He's our friend, too. He who is so high and holy is also meek and lowly. And He invites us to draw near to Him, and He draws near to us. He wants your fellowship and mine today. So let's walk with Him and love Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this day that you've given us. We can draw near to you. We can know you better today. We can love you more. We can grow in grace. I thank you, Lord. Help us to do that. Help us to love you today. Help us to serve you today because we love you. And help us to just practice your presence, or have that fellowship divine that you want to have with us and that you created us for. And help us to train that inner eye on you. I pray that if there's any dimness or shadow, that you will help us, Lord, to look to you, and that you will, as we look into your word and as we claim your working, you'll somehow give us a clearer, brighter vision of yourself and remove the things that hinder or becloud the sight of yourself. Lord, fill all our vision today. Help us to see you as wonderful, as high and holy and glorious and gracious and beautiful as you really are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's a joy for me to be here with you today. It was unexpected, so I didn't bring the Bible that I'm used to having. It's over at church. I had to grab one from home, so Anyway, if I feel a little lost and I ask you for some help, you'll do that. You know how the Bible you're used to, you know, you kind of know where everything is on the page, and it's nice. But this is a good one, too. Dean, are you ready? I'll choose one before you if you
want. Oh, no, I have one.
Go ahead.
Number
20. 20. Just what we've been talking about. Friendship and fellowship with Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.